Ray of Light, The Healing Path to Step Out of Trauma into Joy and Inner Peace. By Marlene McConnell. Narrated by Marlene McConnell. To my loving family and friends, Mama, Daddy, my siblings, my niece, and my best friend, this book is for you. I also dedicate this book to all the angels that have touched my life, the ones in heaven and those walking the earth. Lastly, to all the survivors, you are a ray of light. None of us knows what might happen even the next minute, yet still we go forward, because we trust, because we have faith. Paulo Coelho. Introduction. Trauma is not what happens to you. Trauma is what happens inside you as a result of what happens to you. Gabor Mate. It is up to us to discover our ray of light in life. As a survivor of the dreaded disease cancer, sexual violence, attempted murder, divorce, grief, and loss, I've learned bad things can happen to anyone. However, I learned to become strong enough to restore my view of the world through these difficult circumstances, growing and finding my ray of light. We can go from living our best lives to everything falling apart in a heartbeat. Without warning, we can find our entire lives turned upside down. The question is, how do we get through this and where do we start? On my life's healing journey, I found the path to step out of my trauma was not linear. The more people I met and engaged with, the more I learned I was not alone, and we were all grappling with the same issues and similar circumstances. We were all connected in our search for a better life. Unfortunately, I also learned that some people never tell their story, some try never to think about it, and some never seek the help that they need. It broke my heart to learn how many people suffered in silence with the shame of what happened to them. I lived with shame for a long time, and I learned that emotion makes your world very small, and you stop talking and connecting with people. The idea of people knowing is too much a thought to bear, so we retreat and disconnect from the world around us. I want people to know they are not alone, and they should not have to live with shame as a stigma. We often find that when we talk about it and shine a light on these hidden issues, it is not as bad as we thought it would be. People in this world have compassion and understanding for victims and survivors, and they treat them accordingly. So often I hear beautiful stories of surprise when survivors open up and experience compassion for what they have gone through. My healing journey started with a traditional methodology and psychology, and later it incorporated other modalities. I weaved talk therapy, religion, spirituality, and lived experiences together with self-love to empower me to choose and heal. The most essential and challenging part of the healing path was choosing to do so. In all my interactions with other survivors, they will always make a statement that confirms the power of choice. For many, making a decision is tough, and they have decision paralysis. They put plans in place but fail to follow through. All these things are normal. Before choosing my healing path, I asked myself how badly I wanted to change. The answer was very badly. And I made the conscious decision to do the work required to heal. It was not glamorous, and there were many days and nights when I felt like giving up. I guess sometimes I did stray off the path, especially when it seemed like choosing the darkness was more accessible and more comfortable. After all, following my violent traumatic experiences, it was easy to think, what is my life worth anyway? I could not even imagine anyone loving this broken, wounded girl. I believed all she was worthy of was being used. When my thoughts were this dark, I questioned whether my life was worth living. Who wants to live with this doubt, pain, anger, disappointment?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?